This is a Caps Radio podcast.
Yeah, man, you guys are still listening to the Young and Free Drive with myself, Duke Elo, by Play the Fresh Prince album Santi, your number one hype man. 11 minutes after 5 p.m. started the hour on a banger, playing you guys a weekend special by my brr. As we do know that 14 years ago, she actually, you know, lost her life. South Africa actually lost a treasure. Nonetheless, it is still, of course, the Young and Free Drive. Like I said, if you guys want to take part in today's discussions, hit us up on the socials, Twitter, Facebook, as well as Instagram with Caps Radio SA. The hashtag is hashtag YNF Drive. Or you guys can simply, you know, call us. The number that you dial is 086-101-7460. So what we're actually going to be discussing now, as we've all known, or for those of you guys that don't know out there, President Cyril Ramaphosa addressed over 100 Japanese business executives at the Japan-Africa Public-Private Economic Forum at the Accenture Convention Center last week. And the forum was actually intended to enable sustainable engagement between Japanese and African Africa business communities, and also accelerate private sector-led economic growth. So on the line, we actually have Phuthi Mahanyele, who will actually know this, give us more insight with regards to this partnership good afternoon, Phuthi.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much for having me.
Thank you, you know, for joining us, Phuthi. So Phuthi, what we want to know from you is, can you give us more insight with regards to the people of Japan investing in upliftment of South African youth, for those people that don't know out there?
Yeah, sure. So essentially what happened was that we had over 100 Japanese business executives who came as part of the Japanese Africa Public-Private Economic Forum. And this was hosted at the Accenture Convention Center last week. And what happened is that over the years, you know, the partnership between Japan and many African countries has grown quite significantly. And we, as you know, the Gafiso Shanduka Trust, the KST Trust, have also been able to participate in that through the work that we do in schools. And so from that perspective, we've had an economic partnership with Japan over a number of years, and I think certainly over the last 10 years. And one such project is a project that is a partnership between the Embassy of Japan and KST, together with the Cyril Ramaphosa Foundation, where we focus on whole school development. As part of this, Japanese Embassy constructed 4 classrooms at Mbulukeng Primary School in the Free State in March this year. And that project cost them 1.4 million rand. And in the process of doing the work that needed to be done in constructing those 4 classrooms, they employed 18 temporary workers, which benefited 7 small community businesses. But, you know, over and above that, we're also just looking at other things that we can be looking at doing with them, because we are involved in a number of projects. And as you would know, the Cyril Ramaphosa Foundation, together as a part of the KST Trust, is involved in many schools around the country, and we provide them. We either build classrooms or we build facilities that are required, such as science laboratories or toilet facilities around schools, and we also provide mentorship to teachers as well. So we looked at different ways in which they can continue to be in partnership with us, because our focus is on making sure that we can make sure that there's enough investment in the education of young people today. Because if we're talking about a change in South Africa, it has to come from supporting the young people that are growing up today. And so that really is the focus for us.
And speaking more about the focus, is it only going to be, are these projects also only going to be for like basic education, or is there also some projects you guys are looking to do with regards to tertiary education and so forth?
Well, the Cyril Ramaphosa Foundation is very much involved in tertiary education. Because, so if I look at the Cyril Ramaphosa Foundation, We have, as part of it, the organization that we have are the Adoptive School Foundation, which is focused on schools, primary schools and high schools. Then we have the Ramaphosa Education Trust. And that is focused on providing bursaries to young people, disadvantaged young people who want to gain to go to university and are looking for funding. And then we also have the Shanduka Black Black Umbrellas organization, and the Black Umbrellas organization is focused on supporting medium-sized enterprise, you know, small to medium-sized enterprises. And to date, we've seen those being able to churn out a turnover of over R1 billion a year. You know, these are businesses that never existed before, which have been formed from scratch. People have joined the Black Umbrellas organization, and through that have been able to establish businesses which together today are, you know, turning out a turnover of over R1 billion, over R1.5 billion per annum. And so, you know, in terms of profitability, that's in, it's around R300 million. And so they employ thousands of people, these different organizations. So, you know, so we as an organization, as a foundation, the Ramaphosa Foundation, are involved, you know, in many parts of the society, not just in education, but also entrepreneurship. But yes, in education, we do also get university funding, which is important as well.
And just one last thing, with regards to, like you guys spoke in education, how do you guys determine what projects should go first, and what projects you guys should focus on? Like you mentioned there, there are classrooms, where you guys build classrooms. What determines what projects you guys take for or do first?
Yeah, so we, you know, we obviously have a number of schools that are presented to us. So we have two different programs. One is the one that we have in partnership with Kagiso through the KST organization. And through that trust, what happened was that we contributed R100 million. Kagiso Trust contributed R100 million, and the Free State province contributed R200 million to match our R200 million that we had invested in. And so that R400 million we used towards uplifting schools, marginalized schools in the Free State. And that has worked very well. As you know, the Free State was number one again last year in matric passes. And it just goes to show that when young people have access to proper school facilities, they're able to really produce the results that are required. And in addition to the infrastructure, we also support these young people. We have a program that also looks after after school, because what we found is that many of these children, particularly in areas where there's a lot of danger to young children, we started looking at providing areas of safety for these children, where children can do their homework, play, and then later on the parents can come and pick them up, you know, and the kids are you know, are safe and they're fed and all of that. So we are running a number of these programs which are focused on making sure that we change the lives of these young people. So it's through the KST partnership that we have with the Kagiso Trust, but it's also through the Ramaphosa Foundation as well, the various programs that we have through the Ramaphosa Foundation, where our focus is making sure that we can support as many schools as we possibly can. And in deciding which schools we can go into, it's not an easy process, because there are many needy schools. So the Free State was one, and that's where there was capital that was focused on that. But the rest of the country that we ourselves as the Cyril Ramaphosa Foundation are focused in, that, you know, we look at schools on an ongoing basis. The team is constantly reviewing schools that we can be looking at, and they will recommend schools that we should be going into. And to date, you know, we've been able to go into schools around the country in order to provide support. In the past, the Ramaphosa Foundation used to only provide infrastructure So we would go build classrooms, build science laboratories and all of that. But what we found later on over the years was that it was important to also look at supporting the teachers as well. So providing mentoring services to the teachers, because what you find is that the teachers are no longer just focusing on educating young people, but they're also having to provide social support to these young people because of the difficulties the young people face in their lives. And so we provide support to the teachers so that they're able to do this, because the difficulty often is that these teachers are coming from the very same communities where these children are coming. So it can be a very difficult position to be in. So we provide the teachers with support as well, and constantly looking at ways in which we can make sure that we have well-functioning schools that are able to do better. And what we constantly are doing as the board of the Cyril Ramaphosa Foundation is also looking at the pass marks of the schools that we are involved in, to make sure that we, you know, are making an impact, and that impact is having results. Because it's not just about contributing in terms of the capital that you put in, the people that you employ. And by the way, we employ local people. When we build schools, we always employ the people that live in the environment to build those schools. So that after we finish those projects, they've at least got a skill that they can use to gain employment elsewhere. And so from that perspective, we continue to look at ways in which we can, you know, uplift the various environments that we are in. But we are all over the country now at the Cyril Ramaphosa Foundation.
Thank you, Puti, you know, for giving us more insight to that. We actually hope that you have a wonderful evening. And thank you again for taking part in today, in this interview, let me rather say.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
Thank you. That is, of course, Puti Mahanyele, who is, she's actually the Cyril Ramaphosa Foundation trustee and a KTS advisory board member.